Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome back to 30 Days to Transfer. I am Scott Cooper, aka Transfer Man. And today we are diving into a topic that is critical to your college search, and that is cost. Specifically, sticker shock. You know, that fear you get in your stomach when you look at the price tag of that nice shirt. You just held it up and you're like, oh, it's so beautiful. You're admiring it, and then you put it right back on the shelf when you see that sticker price. You might say things like, oh, no, thank you. I would like to eat sometimes, and I can't afford this. Well, this episode is all about understanding how costs should factor into where you apply and why you shouldn't let myths or sticker shock close doors before you even start. The sticker price is what you see on a college website. It is rarely what you actually pay. In fact, some very expensive schools can end up being more affordable than your local state school after financial aid is applied. Let me give you a personal example. My own son applied to USC, which is a very high sticker price. And even though I'm Transfer Man, I thought, I will never afford that, son. But after financial aid came in, his cost was comparable to our state schools. I kid you not. And it was so much so that, well, 4 years later, we're still saying, fight on, right? That's why your job right now is to apply to the schools that make sense for you academically and personally. Don't close doors on yourself because of cost, because you never know. And financial aid packages are going to come in later in the year, and I don't want you to close the door now thinking, oh, I can't afford it. And this, honestly, every single year is something I struggle with as a transfer counselor, trying to get students to apply to the UC. They see the UC, they see the Cal State price, and they say, oh, it's, you know, that much more, I can't afford it. Can I tell you something? That the UC is a hidden gem. It's not even hidden. It's out there in the open. It's just we look at those sticker prices, right? So when it comes to financial aid for transfer students, the University of California system is the best I've ever seen, especially for first-generation low-income students. UC aid is incredible. Ask your transfer counselor. Go look at some previous sample student financial aid packages, right? I've had students go to UCLA, for example, which is a top-notch school in the world, for less than it would cost to go and live at a Cal State. So, or even a private school. So here's a key point. UC financial aid includes room and board, so it covers living expenses in a way that many other schools don't. And that's huge. So again, ask your transfer counselor about it. Don't let these myths about cost keep you from applying to the UC. They could actually be the best choice for you. And again, don't close that door before you've even knocked, okay? So here's what you need to do right now. Start your FAFSA or your California Dream Act application. You can put up to 20 schools on these forms like right now. And a pro tip is, you get more financial aid if you plan to live on campus. So I would highly recommend checking yes. You can always change it later. But if you're wanting to see a financial aid package for how much it's going to cost to live there on campus, and we go deeper into this in choosing schools later in this series, but living on campus is awesome. I mean, you feel connected to that institution. And if it can be cheaper than living off campus, why not, right? All right, and if you're interested in work study, please check that too, because again, that could be thousands of dollars that you can be given by those schools for working in the library or wherever else. It's a great gig, and again, in a work study position, they're required to look at your class schedule and not schedule you during class times. Whereas private employers really don't care when your class is, they need an employee there. So I really, really like work study positions for that. All right. Some private schools also use something called the CSS profile, which is used to determine extra aid. I can tell you that USC used it and it really benefited us because it gave them a bigger picture, a more in-depth picture of our finances than the FAFSA did. And schools that have endowments and they have these extra scholarships and money for students, they can award you based on the CSS profile. So check if your school has a CSS profile. That is not something that our local California state schools do, the Cal State or the UC, but a lot of private schools do use it. In building your list of colleges, as we're going through, we'll dive a little deeper into this as we go through this series, but I want you also to consider some options you haven't thought about. We've thought about the Cal States because they're really affordable, solid options for a lot of things, right? The UCs, again, research facilities, they are amazing, they're world-class, and they're very affordable. Private schools, which are part of the AICCU schools, and that's the Independent Colleges and Universities Association, and they're commonly on what's called the Common App, which makes pretty easy, right? Commonly. Common App, which makes applying much easier. There's over 1,000 schools on the Common App. So if you're looking at schools, definitely open up a Common App application. And then for out-of-state schools, you may consider studying out-of-state. It can be more affordable to actually live in another state. California is very, very expensive, right? So if you've never heard of it, check out the WUE, or the Western Undergraduate Exchange. This is a list of schools in the West that offer reduced out-of-state tuition. So when you factor in the lower living costs in some of these states, you might save a ton of money. This could be a perfect time to explore an out-of-state options, you know, experience seasons. I went to school in Indiana and I got to experience winter. It was really cool, and fall, something I had never seen growing up in Southern California. All right, in terms of scholarships, you can start to build your scholarship portfolio now. Again, we'll go a little deeper into this later, but here's what I want you to do now. I want you to consider getting letters of recommendation early. So here's how to do it the right way. Number one, you need to write a cover letter. And that letter is to the person, and it's explaining why you're choosing them, what you need, when you need it by, what's it for, right? I have some examples in my handouts, but this is formal. So even if you are like buddy-buddy with, you know, your professors or whatever, don't just go up and say, hey, what's up, transfer man? Can you give me a cover letter of recommendation? Okay, that's not the right way to do it. Let's do it correctly. Let's stay classy, transfer world. And what we're going to do is we're going to write a cover letter and we're going to attach your resume to it. And I'll tell you why. When I'm writing letters of recommendation, I know the student inside my classroom, but I may not know that they're working a 40-hour a week job as well. So that gives my letter context. And so I can actually write a much better letter if I can see all the things that you are doing, right? So cover letter and a resume. And give them at least 3 weeks to write that letter. And when they're done, you are writing them a handwritten thank you note. If you can afford it, throw in a little, you know, gift card of, you know, Starbucks, just even a cup of coffee, something, right? But especially a handwritten note. And I'll tell you why. It's classy and it keeps that relationship open and positive. So if you need to go back to that person and say, hey, can you revise this letter for this other scholarship I'm doing? They remember you, that you formally asked them. They remember you, that you formally thanked them, right? And if you've ever gotten a birthday email, right, that said like, happy birthday, Transferman, you know, that's, yeah, okay, cool. That's nice. But it kind of goes to the delete pile, right? But if you get a handwritten birthday card, that makes a huge difference. Same thing in thank you notes. All right, in closing, here is your to-do list coming out of this episode. Number one, start your FAFSA or your Dream Act. List up to 20 schools. Number two, check out the WUE, W-U-E, Western Undergraduate Exchange. Look at some out-of-state options, perhaps. Work with your transfer counselor, number three, to narrow your college list so that schools can fit your major and budget. We're talking about major here in the next day or so. Ask for up to three letters of recommendation with a cover letter and resume, and begin researching scholarships. This is just the initial beginning here. This can supplement your financial aid. So the way that you would do that, your school typically has a list of scholarship searches, a local scholarships, try your career center. And many California community colleges have a scholarships class. For one unit, it is well worth your time. It is best to do scholarship classes in the fall because most scholarships are chosen starting around December through April. Okay. So that is kind of like the hot season for scholarships. And right now is the groundwork. So you want to start doing the groundwork now before, you know, the selection process. Okay. Remember, costs should never be the reason why you don't apply. In terms of the actual application costs, the fee waivers for the Cal State and the UC are built into the application itself. You're going to be putting in your family size and your income levels, and that is independent of the DREAM Act or the FAFSA. It is only in the application. So you're going to get up to four fee waivers for Cal State, up to four fee waivers for the UC if you qualify, right? And the Common App schools, the private schools, they all typically have a checkbox where you can request a fee waiver. Many local schools close to where I work, they have fee waivers for our students, so check your transfer center. If you're part of EOPS, CARE, CalWORKs, Foster Youth, some of the trios, kind of the any special program, sometimes they have fee waivers themselves in addition to the ones that you qualify for free through the state. So don't let the cost of the school, the sticker price, affect where you apply. The real numbers are going to come after acceptance. So I've seen countless students surprised by how affordable their dream schools turn out to be. Don't limit your future based on fear or myths. Stay open, stay informed, give yourself options, and thank you for joining me today, right? We are motoring through. And if you're using my worksheets, follow along and check off the boxes. I love to-do lists. So anyway, I will see you. We have a great session tomorrow, and I will see you. Drive safe, be safe, and take care.